This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat and Southwind District with your Extension Crop Report. Depending on when you hear this report, it's going to get very cold this week, or it got very cold last week. Temperatures in the single digits is nothing out of the norm for Kansas, but the question is, will our before now mild winter reduce the winter hardiness of the wheat? And what about the wheat farther north, where it's likely going to get well below zero? Let's take a detailed look at just how wheat and other grasses like fescue survive the cold. Wheat will start to prepare itself for winter whenever soil temperatures get below 50 degrees at the crown depth, and it takes around 6 weeks between 32 and 50 degrees before the wheat is fully prepared. During this time, wheat creates a type of antifreeze protein, and this year it has plenty of time in that temperature range to be fully prepared. Wheat roots will continue to grow any time the ground is not frozen, and around here, that usually means all winter. Even if the leaves turn brown, the wheat is still fully winter prepared and expanding roots. If the crown starts to get above 50 degrees Fahrenheit for a few days, it will come out of winter dormancy. According to the Kansas MesoNet, we've had some warmer than usual soil temperatures, but nothing that would contribute to a loss of winter survivability. However, that survivability is assuming the wheat plants had a good supply of energy, hinted at by 4 to 5 leaves and 1 to 2 tillers before going into winter. So, how cold does it need to get before it won't survive? Very, very cold. The minimal temperatures depend on the length of time at those temperatures. At negative 10 degrees, the wheat can survive up to a day. At 5 degrees, the wheat can survive up to a week. And this is the soil temperature at crown depth. If the air temperatures get to negative, a proper depth crown of 1 inch will be more protected, especially if there is snow cover. Soil moisture also helps regulate soil temperature, as it takes a lot more energy transfer to change the temperature of water. Most wheat at risk of winter kill in midwinter are those who weren't planted deep enough and the crown is near the soil surface. Generally, our risk of cold damage comes later, with an unfortunately timed spring cold snap. It's unlikely we are going to see any winter kill in this area, but if we do, wheat that greens up in the spring might be deceiving. If the wheat was severely damaged but not killed, it can green up and then slowly die because the vascular tissues were damaged. The nutrients in the plant will allow it to green up, but the nutrients from the roots can't move up. This slow death is actually more common than outright winter kill. Late winter bitter cold snaps are hard on cattle and some non-native plant species. But usually, the wheat is just fine, as long as it was fully developed and prepared going into winter. If you have any questions about crop or soil-related issues, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.